We're speaking with Josh Fitzgibbon. He's at the Bronson Medical Group, Bronson Hospital in Kalamazoo, and he is the person in charge of managing activities in the incident center they've set up because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Josh, thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.
Bronson has started a program, or will be starting, I believe, on Monday, the 23rd, a program allowing people to donate things to help with the hospital's response to the disease. Can you talk about that, please?
Yeah, so starting on Monday, Bronson will be accepting donations from the community of new and unused PPE, which is personal protective equipment. We'll also be accepting donations of sanitizing supplies, such as sanitizing wipes, bleach, things like that. We'll also be accepting the creation of hand-sewn masks. There's been a lot of interest in our community in that. And so we are we will have five locations across our region that we serve, one in South Haven, one in Pawpaw, one in Kalamazoo, one in Portage, and one in Battle Creek. And on Monday through Friday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., we'll have people on site there that will be accepting these donations from the community.
Why is this step being taken?
As you know, this is a very challenging situation in our country and in the world, and the effect of COVID-19 on global supply chains has been real. And as a result, it seems wise for us to be able to take donations from our community. It's also responding to an outpouring of support from our community. We've received a lot of questions from people that want to help and people that have unused supplies at home, personal protective equipment, cleaning supplies, and things like that. And so we've just been very humbled by people reaching out to us. We also have a need to accept these donations. And so we've worked very quickly to establish these sites and be able to start accepting these donations on Monday.
Are you expecting a lot of response here, particularly in, you know, things like face masks and gowns? It's not something that people typically have in their home.
Yeah, people that have reached out, some people will have N95 masks from past projects, maybe carpentry or painting or things like that. And maybe they didn't get to use these masks. They're in the package and sitting in their home and could be used. And so some people have reached out to contact us for that. Disposable gloves, especially non-latex gloves, will definitely be appreciated and welcome, as well as disposable surgical caps, disposable foot covers. Well, like I said, sanitizing wipes, hand sanitizer, bleach. And so some of these things are things that people have in their homes, but we've also seen that some businesses have reached out to us and are interested in donating supplies as well. And so we expect that we'll receive donations both from individual citizens and then also from businesses in our region.
You mentioned that there are going to be five locations where these things can be donated. Are they at the hospitals that are affiliated with Bronson then?
They're actually not on our hospital campus. We thought it was wise to have these at offsite locations just to manage traffic and also make it an easier experience for people that are coming in to drop off donations. And so they will be at other Bronson locations. For instance, the one in Kalamazoo will be at Bronson Fast Care on West Main. And the one in Portage will be at Bronson Diagnostics at Woodbridge, which is down on Center Street. And these locations can be found on the Bronson website. And I think that these locations being outpatient and easy to access by vehicle will make for a better donation process than people coming to the hospital campus to drop off donations. So we would really prefer that our community members utilize these drop-off sites at these five locations.
Is Bronson unique in this regard, or is this approach being taken by other hospitals, do you know?
Yes, so there are other hospitals in our state that have also said that they are accepting donations. So I know that a couple of them have already started to do that. And so I think that we are all experiencing similar things as organizations. And we also have probably received similar requests from our community to help out in this way.
And finally, is there anything you would like to add that we haven't touched on yet?
I think that we're all working on this together. I know that our team at Bronson is working on this constantly every day to be prepared and provide excellent patient care. and our community is really stepping up and asking how they can help. And this is one of the ways that we are encouraging our community to help, to donate unused personal protective equipment, sanitizing supplies. And for those that are interested, in making hand-sewn masks, there's also resources available on our website at bronsonhealth.com, the same place where those five donation locations are listed. We have a couple of resources that can help people that want to help us out in that way.
Josh Fitzgibbon is with the Bronson Healthcare Group and the incident center set up to deal with the COVID-19 crisis. Thanks, Josh, for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.